This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
503 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday evening. I am looking at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, any chance we can get Alan Dershowitz back on your show? He's firing up about the Democrats not picking Josh Shapiro. Yes, in fact, Jerm, you need to be on standby. I know tomorrow is slam-packed because I'm out on Friday, but I'm trying to get that all set up as we speak. So, yes, Professor Dershowitz will be back with us soon. I can't tell you exactly when, but absolutely will be back with us soon. Jeff, your friend John is going to be mad when Snoop and Dr. Dre are carrying the Olympic torch through Long Beach to the L.A. Games. Yeah, maybe. John is apparently upset about Snoop. I don't care about Snoop. You know, it's one of these weird things. And I'm always entertained by it. I really am. Because John and I work together and we like each other. We legitimately like each other. We're legitimately friends. Everybody thinks, well, you know, everybody, you agree on everything. It's like, eh, not really. There are certain things that John cares about that if you were to hold a long pointed stick to my eye, I couldn't possibly care about. And the Olympics are like three of those things. And I know John loves the Olympics. John has gone and actually purchased some of these Olympic torches. And let me tell you something. When someone like me, who's got a whole bunch of crap, says, boy, that's crazy to buy that. You know, it's kind of crazy. I do have some good news. Gosh, do we not need good news? We need some great news. Let me tell you something. 2021, way back when, 2021, I won the title of the father figure. It's like the father of the year for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And part of the reason I got it, oh, in addition to being an unbelievably good dad, just ask my kids, because I raised the most money for the Fatherhood Foundation. Well, I don't want to let the cat totally out of the bag, but, you know, for 3 years now, I have been begging one of these guys, one of these slackers in the new funding father classes. We've had, what, three of them, and they haven't been able to beat my record. I think this is the year. Oh, I'm so excited. Well, you know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. So I will gladly give up that record if one of the guys this year is able to make it. I'll be so happy. I'm going to try and get, by the way, to the big event at the Diamond. That's the 17th. Tickets are available. I will tell you that. VADAD.org. You can go there, get the tickets. Such a great time. So much fun. Parney and Blaine and the whole team over there at the Flying Squirrels do so much good for this community, and helping out the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is one of those things. So you can go to vadad.org and see if their tickets are going to work for you. And I'm hoping, boy, if the guy this year can win that record, oh, I'll be stoked. But you know what's going to happen next? I can just feel it already. Beach, Chris Beach, the executive director over there, you know what he's going to do, right? He is going to put together, I guarantee it, like a like an all-star team and have us compete. We'll see. All right. Good text here, and I think this is an important one. 833-804-1140 comes in from Tobias. Jeff, I am a black man, and as such, I am expected to vote Democrat. So when I speak policy, all my black friends hate the policy. And then I tell them, well, That's Kamala Harris's policy. Tobias, we're in a similar situation because the Jewish community overwhelmingly votes Democrat. It's a bizarre situation. I think a lot of it really does come from folks who have replaced religion with this secular, humanistic, left-wing stuff. And it's a difficult situation to be in. I have dear friends who are Jewish, dear friends who are Latino, dear friends who are Asian, dear friends who are Black. And you know what? We're all saying the same things about this stuff. I mean, I've got great friends. Well, heck, I mean, talk about John Reed, right? John Reed happens to be gay. There you go. I hope I didn't, surprise anybody there, but he's gay. And he's a very conservative man. But he happens to be gay. How do you think he gets treated at events? How do those of us who are Jews who happen to be conservative, myself or Mark Levin or Ben Shapiro, how about great men and women with amazing minds who happen to be Black? Kamala Harris has gotten all this love. At the same time, Clarence Thomas, who is the smartest guy in D.C., has been dragged through the mud for 30 freaking years. And these people who attack him and insult him and demean him, they couldn't carry the man's jockstrap. I want to be as positive as I possibly can. This is one of those areas I feel that as long as I'm sitting here and Rush is gone, there's got to be somebody just like Rush who's going to point to the positive. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I don't think Rush ever sugarcoated anything. I'm telling you the truth about who these folks are. I am telling you the truth about Kamala Harris. I am telling you the truth about Tim Walz. And I am telling you the truth about the unbelievable danger they pose to this nation.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
But I also want us to have some positive feelings. There's no way to live in this world and simply be mired in the muck like this. I think they're great people doing great work. I'll tell you that right now. And I guess as long as I'm bragging about my buddy John, the Virginia Council, that's John's organization. He started it. I don't know. I think his title is executive director. I'm not entirely sure. It doesn't matter. But John's done great work with the Virginia Council. If you're not on their email list, by the way, you really should be. John is fighting for these very fundamental values and beliefs. And while it is painful to look at some of this stuff, it's ugly to see some of this stuff. It's also a kernel of positivity there that says, okay, well, we know what the goal is. We know what we need to do. We knew what we have to do to bring people back. Let me share with you a couple of little snippets here. One of them is about military service. If you served in the military, we thank you, right? Don't we do that all the time? Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. How about if you lie about your service? There is nothing that is more despicable and underhanded than lying about your military service. Guess what? Tim Walz is guilty of stolen valor. This is Ohio Senator and United States Marine Corps veteran J.D. Vance addressing that issue. Cut number one.
Last night, Governor Walz suggested that because of your Ivy League education and your Silicon backing your political career, that you yourself are part of the elite. What are your first impressions of them trying to frame you this way to the American public?
Well, look, I came from a family where nobody in my family had ever gone to law school. I grew up in a poor family. The fact that Tim Walz wants to turn it into a bad thing, that I actually worked myself through college, through law school, and made something myself, to me, that's the American dream. And if Tim Walz wants to insult it, I think that's frankly pretty bizarre. Now, look, what really bothers me about Tim Walz, it's not even the positions that he's taken, though certainly he has been a far left radical. You know what really bothers me about Tim Walz as a Marine who served his country in uniform? When the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the Army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out right before you actually have to go. I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they're regretting they put it out there now, because he said that and he was making a point about gun control, he said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? What was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq, and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not. And if he wants to criticize me for getting an Ivy League education, I'm proud of the fact that my mamaw supported me, that I was able to make something of myself. I'd be ashamed if I was him and I lied about my military service like he did.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Now, are we going to hear any of the legacy news media folks talk about that? Well, given that the vast majority of the self-proclaimed real reporters and serious journalists have never actually served in any way, in any capacity, in the military or anything else in public service, probably not. They don't see it as a big deal. Remember, if you serve in the military, you're part of this crowd that is weird. If you work as a police officer or a firefighter or an EMT, guess what? They think you're weird. You're married? You're weird. You love your wife? Or you love your husband? You're weird. What's that? You're not cheating on your spouse? You're weird. You are putting things aside because you're trying to do the right things for your kids? Well, that's weird. Let me tell you something. That defines my life. I have friends who do a lot of things. A lot of travel or adventure or this or that. And they spend a lot of money. Heidi and I don't do that. People who are out to dinner every single day of the week, we don't do that. I was actually having this conversation, believe it or not, with one of my dear friends and the world's best doctor, Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical in Midlothian. Bob used to be the medical director for the World Wrestling Federation for many, many years. But Bob and I were talking about this. What sort of sacrifices do you make for your kids? Well, if you're a good mom, you're a good dad, guess what? You sacrifice damn near everything for your kids because you now have an obligation to them. I believe that we have a solemn, holy obligation to those children. I made a deal with my boys. I said, look, guys, Dad's not rich. Dad's done okay, and Dad saved some of his money, and Dad's going to take care of Mom and Julia and all that stuff. You know, I'm not working until I'm 80 or any of that nonsense. But we're not rich. You want to go to Stanford? That's great. I can't stroke a check every year for $80,000. Can't do it. But here's what I will do. You will apply for every scholarship, every piece of aid that you can get. I don't know how much that is. But you do that, and you have to have a job. And what's left, I'm your backstop. You are not going to take out student loans. That was the deal I made with those boys. I promised each of them, you're not going to take out student loans. You will graduate with your undergraduate degree, with your bachelor's degree, and you will not owe anything in loans. Now, after that, it's on you, dude. But that's the deal. And guess what? That's a sacrifice that Heidi and I have to make, because that money, it's not cheap, even though, you know, people are getting help and they're working and the rest of it, scholarships, still not cheap. We could be completely and totally selfish and say, oh, no, we're going on 8 cruises next week. Can't do it. That's what we as parents do. We make sacrifices for our children. We delay our own gratification. And there are some people who think that's weird. Okay, well then I gladly wear the mantle of weird. Speaking of weird, what a terrible segue, but my friend Mike Dickinson is going to be here at 5:33. You know, Wednesdays at 5:33, Mike Dickinson, who does an amazing job, citizen journalist, citizen reporter, Mike's going to be here. He's got a lot to talk about. I swear to you, he's not that weird. 5:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.